You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
The United States has officially extended the African Growth and Opportunities Act agreement for another 2 years, extending it to 2028. We're going to be reflecting on that in greater detail with the senior researcher for the South African Chair on African Diplomacy and Foreign Policy at the University of Johannesburg, Dr. Mikatekiso Kubai. He joins me on the line now to see what we make of this. Dr. Kubai, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. The extension, I suppose, is good news, but it comes at a time where countries like South Africa are still on the receiving end of some very strict U.S. tariffs. What do we make of these latest developments?
Yeah, good evening, my brother. Thank you for inviting me. Good evening to your listeners as well. Well, for one, that's all it is, you know, an extension of AGOA, right? There's absolutely nothing that changes in the AGOA setup as it is. It's merely an extension by 2 years. That's the only change, you know, in the AGOA Act that Senate has passed. And it must still, by the way, get to the House, you know, to be ratified before it's sent to President Donald Trump for his signature. And so on, but it bodes well, I think, you know, for relations between South Africa and the United States. It's a good, you know, positive. It's something to build on. You know? I mean, it's something that certainly, you know, a lot of attention would have been on, given, you know, by the recent, you know, frosty, you know, back and forth between South Africa and the U.S. But this is a positive. It's something that we can build on.
Dr. Kubai, this would extend it to the majority of the second term of the United States, or rather of the Trump administration. And I want to take a look at that in the context of the other efforts of the Trump administration to take a look at things like forced labor policies and impose tariffs around that. Those conversations almost having a dampener on the fact that the Growth and Opportunities Act, the AGOA agreement in and of itself, was to make global markets more easily accessible, or rather to make the US markets more easily accessible to African countries. The other policies that are currently in place seem to contradict this one.
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, they do have, you know, an impact, you know, on the overall experience of AGOA. There's no doubt about that, AGOA and others. But remember, the relationship between the United States and South Africa stretches beyond, you know, AGOA. So symbolically, you know, not excluding South Africa from AGOA and just, you know, extending it as is a positive sign. You know, it's not a perfect, you know, but, you know, turnaround, you know, in position, you know, but it's a positive sign, you know, something that, you know, we can build on. So in other words, it's not getting worse. Right, you know, and so on. So, you know, it's something that, you know, we can certainly build on. Remember that the U.S., you know, well, the Trump administration currently has, you know, all manner of, you know, tariffs, you know, against, you know, targeting just about everybody, including Europe, you know, one of its, you know, closest allies. In fact, its closest ally. And so on. It's got, you know, but, you know, tension, you know, its relations with Canada right next door, its relations with Mexico right next door as well, characterized by tension, you know, right now, and so on. So it's a positive, you know, my brother, irrespective of, you know, all the other elements, you know, that you know, come into the relationship.
I suppose a small win, however small it might be, is something to look forward to. Dr. Kubai, before I let you go, where do we go to from a South African perspective with that U.S. relationship? That relationship we know has been volatile since the reintroduction of President Trump into the White House. And we know that it's volatile not just in one particular sector, as you rightly mentioned. It's not just the AGOA agreement that we're dealing with here when it comes to that relationship. How do we continue to repair that relationship if there's anything South Africa can do for its part?
Well, for starters, you know, we selected an ambassador, and we now have an ambassador in the U.S., you know, that is, you know, working quite hard, you know, to help fix, you know, you know, relations between South Africa and the US. I know, you know, we're all, it's on record, you know, that our trade representatives are working very hard, you know, regularly engaging, you know, their US counterparts and so on. There are, you know, regular conversations, you know, with the US ambassador here as well. And so on. And, you know, it's quite clear that, you know, South Africa is still, you know, very much, you know, open and willing, as it has always been, you know, to engage and so on. I think we have to keep at that. You know, we have to keep, you know, by nudging, we have to keep, you know, by cajoling, if you like. You know, we have to keep, you know, by being there, being present, you know, for that conversation, you know, about improving relations. Relations don't mean we have to agree on everything. You know, for instance, I mean, there are still some thorny issues. You've seen recently, for instance, the U.S. Department of State has placed sanctions on members of the ICC, for instance. And South Africa has taken, still has that case, you know, with the ICJ and so on. And that's a major bone of contention, you know, for the U.S. And so on. But be that as it may, South Africa does not have any acrimony or any animosity towards the U.S. You know, it, you know, it has taken principled decisions, and you know, there's you know, a potential possibility, you know, for a good cordial relationship. We don't have to be the best of buddies, you know, but we can, you know, be fairly cordial and respectful of each other's sovereignty.
We can get along if we truly want to, and every step in that direction is a positive step. We'll have to leave the conversation on that note. Dr. Mikatekiso Kubai of the University of Johannesburg joining us to take a look at the extension of AGOA and what it means for South Africa.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.